93.7 WEEI, Rich Shirtley, Ken Laird. We've got Justin Turpin here in studio, and we are at Fenway Park right now. Oh, the buzz for this Yankees series.
It's so sad. This should have been a... This should be teeming with Yankees fans, Red Sox fans now, Rich. Like, outside on the... This should be like Scottish Tartan Army level stuff.
No.
Excitement. No, it's so sad.
There's people outside waiting for this at the Wale show at the House of Blues.
It is pretty crazy to think how far things have come since these two pitchers met in game three of the wild card last year. You felt like it was sustainable. They were building something for the future, and now we're here.
Yep, now we are here, and it's not a lot of fun. As I said, Terp, you've got to be just ecstatic that this Jaylen Brown stuff is going on, so you don't have to be wandering around the clubhouse right now trying to talk to anyone. It's got to be like a graveyard in there.
I wonder if they're even here yet. They got in really late.
Oh, yeah.
Early this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we are in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and employee pricing for all. You pay what we pay. Ford, the official vehicle of Major League Baseball, and that dirty water. So, Justin, you are somebody who has spent a lot of time talking to Brad Stevens. You've been at a lot of the press conferences. I thought what he was saying the other night after the draft, talking about Jaylen Brown, was very interesting. And a lot of people are reading into his comments, as they should, because Brad Stevens is someone who has a reputation for being honest, but there are ways of being honest and evading your actual answer. And I think there was a decent amount of that. So what I want you to do, Terp, is I'm going to play a couple of these clips here. Stiz is going to tell you what he's been asked. And I want you to tell me what you think he actually means.
Okay.
Stiz, what's the first clip we got?
All right, so here Brad Stevens is asked about the future of Jaylen Brown.
I'm never going to predict the future, but like every indication, everything that I think about is with over the past few years has been building around those guys, right? And so obviously you never know. But at the same time, I think the one thing I want to make very clear is how valued he's always been. Like, and he's been amazing. He's been an amazing teammate, great person to be around. And, you know, whether that run ends 10 years from now, when he retires, or before, there's a lot to celebrate. And, you know, that we have a great relationship and an open relationship, where we talk about everything. And, but I don't want to predict the future, but, you know, I look at it as this is our team.
He's going to get traded.
Thank you, Widors. All right, sir. What did you get from that?
I take that as they're selling him, because the future is in the hands of Brad Stevens. He's under contract. Mm-hmm. It's not like he can just get up and go. He's not a free agent. He's under contract for the next three seasons. So Brad Stevens is the one that would have to move him in the ownership group with Bill Chisholm and the rest of the front office. So that, to me, sounded like he was shopping him.
There was a lot
of his options open.
A lot of past tense in that about when talking about Jaylen Brown, wasn't there?
Yeah, for sure. And I didn't even know Jaylen had a brother. I guess you probably follow his family tree more than I do, Turp. But his brother put out that social media clip of the two of them, the Jays,
Jays, kind of a retrospective. After the finals, yeah.
Now that you think about that, it's
But there was something with that, though. Wasn't there, like, after it was done, like, the caption, didn't they put some, like, emoji that made you go, huh? Oh, here it is. It was a shush emoji. Like, in other words, like, maybe he's
good.
Maybe that's he's ripping on Jason Tatum. Maybe it's almost like throughout all this, look at how much Tatum, like Brown and you guys loved each other, and Tatum's not saying anything.
I don't get that narrative. I've seen that thrown out there a couple different places. Mm-hmm. That makes no sense to me. When does a player
makes sense to me, Rich?
When does a teammate of a player that was in trade conversations or whatever that hasn't like been traded away come out and express like their feeling of wanting to keep him there?
Here's
like
the only
unprecedented.
Here's the one time is because he also hasn't said anything in support of Jaylen Brown.
He hasn't said anything, period.
No, right. But he hasn't said anything in support of Jaylen Brown when the biggest name in sports talk has been crushing him about thinking that he's ripping on Jason Tatum. So like if you're Jason Tatum and you're not really getting ripped on and you don't feel like you're getting ripped on, wouldn't you say something? Or would you let him hang himself, which it almost seems like he's doing right now? And I am not one of these people. I've said it from the very beginning. One of the smartest things you can do when you're done and you have this horrible loss is just disappear and not say anything, because anything you say is going to come back as being bitter. But in this case, his teammate, his buddy, his 1A, 1B is getting crucified for a comment that he made about this being his best season, which the biggest name in sports talk and others are saying is a direct shot at Jason Tatum. And if you're Jason Tatum, if there's any time for you to say something, if you truly wanted to help your buddy, wouldn't this be the time?
You don't know what they're saying to each other behind closed doors.
It doesn't matter. You have to say it publicly. You've got to let everyone know, because then it would shut Stephen A. up. It would shut up all the sports talkers. Well, not shut them up, but it would just make them change the narrative.
But like,
and he hasn't done that.
This is like, that's just sports media, right? Like, it's most of the time ripping the players. Like, that's the unfortunate reality of it. And so there's been plenty of times where players have been getting dragged by pundits or whatever it may be, and the other player, if teammates don't come out and step up for him. But that doesn't really happen.
Well, 2 points to this. What set Jalen off from Stephen A. Smith the most was him saying, Tatum's not going on your Twitch stream. Yeah. Why? Yeah. No, seriously. When Jalen's response, he said, why are you attacking? Why are you talking about my relationship with Tatum? That's not journalism. That's why he got upset at Stephen A. and ESPN and said they have no ethics. And now Stephen A. did not address that today in all his rambling, which we'll get to, I'm sure, coming up here, mm-hmm. and all his responses. He didn't touch the Tatum part because I think he knows that is the hot-button issue. That's why Jalen had the State Your Source stuff in the first place
because Stephen A. said he wasn't marketable.
And he wasn't liked in the organization. Wasn't there something along that?
It's like he wasn't likable and wasn't marketable.
He wasn't likable. Teammates.
That was what Stephen A.
maybe not like him. I think that's where he gets very sensitive.
I just think if they truly are like that tight, like if I saw a guy that I was like, that was like that kind of relationship with, and I saw them getting absolutely crucified because there was some sort of impression that I was pissed off at him.
Correct.
And by the way, at a nuclear level right now, because now Stephen A. Smith is like saying, I'll do anywhere you want, not anywhere, he wants in his studio, but any place, I will talk to you about this. And it has become the biggest story of the basketball offseason, one of the biggest stories. Dude, if I'm Jason Tatum, I'm absolutely saying something.
And we did hear from Tatum. Remember the interview he recorded that aired after they got eliminated was him saying, I want to win finals MVP. Now, he taped it at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
But that, to me, was that's, again, Tatum trying to take back his team from the guy who eliminated him from MVP, won the MVP they won the title.
The more I think about this, the more that if I'm Jalen Brown, I'm getting pissed that Tatum's not saying something.
Correct. Like, that's why he wants out. That's at the heart of all this is their relationship. Terp, you're wrong. Sorry to say, you're wrong.
I think the heart of it, him possibly wanting out, is that he was in a trade to package. Like they offered
old hat.
That would be it.
The time number five.
Well, that explained how 2 weeks before or right after the season, then you're like, I could play in Boston 10 years. Like there was no problem up until this, and it's reasonable to understand his frustration.
This is effing wild. Like I mean, honestly, it's like this just gets better every day because my beliefs change constantly with like. You know, these definitives now from Windhorst, like he's going to get traded. Well, Windhorst obviously knows something. It's most likely from Jalen Brown's side because, as you said, he doesn't have a connection with the Celtics. And then the whole Tatum thing. Yeah, Tatum could end like all of this speculation that this was his favorite season was a shot at Jason Tatum. That's the biggest story right now. And he's not saying anything, which is really, really odd. All right. We'll take your call. 617-779-7937. We'll get some more of this Brad Stevens audio because there is one clip. Somebody asks him, do you think that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum can win a championship together again? And he has an answer that is quickly contradicted by an insider. We will get to that right after this.